Allies of U.S. in the Gulf bear brunt of Iran attacks. Oil prices rise after ships attack near Strait of Hormuz. Kidnapping of foreigners soars in Africa's lawless Sahel region. Could Kim's teen daughter become North Korea's next leader? Michael B. Jordan upends Oscars race as Sinners wins big at Actor Awards. At least 153 dead after reported strike on school. Iran says 9 dead in missile attack on Israel as Iran strikes region. Deadly Texas bar shooting, potentially act of terrorism, FBI says. War photographer Paul Conroy dies as tributes paid. Why is WhatsApp's privacy policy facing a legal challenge in India? What we know so far about the U.S.-Israel attacks and Iran's retaliation. Bill Clinton asked about hot tub photo and testifies he knew nothing of Epstein crimes. Aid groups in Gaza and West Bank thrown lifeline as Israel court pauses ban threat. At least 20 killed after military plane carrying banknotes crashes in Bolivia. Iran's regime is still intact. The coming days will show if it can hold out. Months of planning behind U.S.-Israeli mission to target Iran's supreme leader. Ayatollah Khamenei's iron grip on power in Iran comes to an end. Where have Nepal's Nepo kids gone as corruption takes center stage in election? How responsible are climbers for each other's safety? Mountaineers react to manslaughter. Wellness peptide craze, why people are injecting drugs not for human consumption. Why Trump means the Cuban Revolution faces its biggest threat yet. What the Warner Bros. Deal could mean for streaming, cinemas, and news. Why are Afghanistan and Pakistan fighting? How Ghislaine Maxwell brought Bill Clinton into Epstein's orbit. Watch. Retaliations continue on day 2 of U.S.-Israel attacks on Iran. Watch moment Iran State TV announces Supreme Leader has been killed. Watch how U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran unfolded in 2 minutes. Celebrations around the world after strikes on Iran, oil yields and Middle East tensions. Where European infrastructure stands, Israel strikes Beirut's southern suburbs after Hezbollah attacks. Gold prices jump 2% amid widening U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran. Oil prices surge after U.S.-Israel strikes on Iran, trim early gains. U.S. gasoline prices to rise after attack on Iran. Analysts warn Gulf businesses reel as Iran strikes trigger regional shutdowns. Abu Dhabi complex housing embassies damaged as retaliatory strikes widen in Gulf. OPEC Plus agrees modest oil output boost even as U.S. war on Iran disrupts shipments. Jefferies cuts Centrica to hold. Flags weak growth outlook through 2028. Elliott agrees to Toyota's increased $30 billion tender offer for Toyota Industries. Toyota raises offer price for Toyota Industries to $132 per share. Tesla registrations in Denmark fall 18% year-on-year in February. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.0%. Asian defense stocks rise as U.S.-Iran conflict stokes geopolitical tensions. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.03%. StanChart advises staff to postpone travel to Middle East after Iran conflict. Asian airline shares fall as U.S.-Iran conflict disrupts travel, raises oil prices. Russian manufacturing sector contracts at slower pace in February. PMI shows Russian manufacturing decline eases in February. PMI shows Pakistan manufacturing sector sees record job growth in February. India manufacturing activity accelerates in February on domestic demand. Ireland manufacturing conditions show strongest improvement in 7 months. Vietnam manufacturing growth accelerates to 4-month high. China's factory activity set to shrink for second month, hit by depressed demand. Indonesia manufacturing sector hits near 2-year high in February. India's economic growth slips to 7.8%, but still leads major nations. EU can sharply cut local battery prices with BEV. Made in Europe plan, T&E report says. India rates to stay low for a long time. Central Bank Governor tells Economic Times.